Now, it's no surprise that Neanderthals did not go to the dentist. And as NPR's Ritu Chatterjee reports, the plaque on Neanderthals' teeth is now a fantastic resource for scientists.
Luckily for archaeologist Keith Dobney, there's an abundance of Neanderthal teeth in the fossil record.
We have complete jaws with teeth. We had upper jaws with skulls with teeth intact, isolated teeth.
Dobney is at the University of Liverpool in the UK. He and his colleagues took the teeth from three Neanderthals living in two parts of Europe around 50,000 years ago. One lived in Belgium and two came from Spain. They scraped off some of that hardened plaque and retrieved and analyzed the DNA still inside it. It told them a lot about the Neanderthal diet. As they report in a new study published in today's Nature, the Belgian individual loved to eat meat.
We found evidence of woolly rhino. We found the DNA of wild sheep.
But the Neanderthals in Spain were vegetarian. Laura Weirich is at the University of Adelaide in Australia and also on the team.
We find things like pine, nuts, moss, tree bark, and even mushrooms as well.
She says this reflects the fact that the two groups lived in two very different environments. Take the meat-loving Neanderthal from present-day Belgium. Back then,
it would have been very grassy and kind of mountainous, but you can imagine a big woolly rhino wandering through the grass there.
Tracked by hungry Neanderthals looking for dinner. But further south in Spain, the Neanderthals lived in dense forests, and they feasted on all kinds of plants and mushrooms.
We perhaps shouldn't be surprised that Neanderthals are adapting to local conditions and varying their diet.
That's Chris Stringer. He studies human origins at the Natural History Museum in London. He says it was their adaptability that allowed Neanderthals to thrive for tens of thousands of years across Europe and Asia.
They were very evolved humans. They lived over a range of different environments. They lived in different climatic conditions.
Now, the Neanderthal teeth and DNA in the plaques also revealed a lot more about their lives. Laura Weirich says one of the Spanish individuals, a teenage boy, seems to have had a painful tooth abscess and was suffering from a stomach bug.
We saw that he also had microsporidia, which is a gastrointestinal pathogen.
That means he probably had diarrhea and was throwing up. But what's more remarkable, she says, is that DNA in his dental plaque suggests he was self-medicating by eating the bark of poplar trees.
And poplar bark contains salicylic acid, one of the natural sources of what we would call aspirin.
Even more surprising was that they also found evidence of penicillium in his plaque. That's the mold that makes the antibiotic penicillin. It may have been a chance, but Weirich says...
Oh, it's pretty phenomenal to think that these guys were that in tune with their environment to know what was going on and how to treat things.
But the surprises didn't end there. Weirich and her colleagues also identified the DNA of a microbe that they think Neanderthals got from hanging out with our direct ancestors. Now, genetics has shown that Neanderthals and human ancestors interbred and swapped genes. Now, it seems that they swapped the microbes in their mouths, too.
You know, many of these interbreeding encounters have been described as very rough interactions, something that, you know, wouldn't be sensual or enjoyable. But this really suggests that there's kissing or there's at least food sharing going on between these two groups. So really, we think that those interactions were probably much more friendly and much more intimate than what anybody ever imagined before.
Who knew that dental plaques could be so revealing? Ritu Chatterjee, NPR News.